In the weekly letter from Prague, our reporters have been sharing their views on issues of the day. But now, a day before Radio Prague shuts down its shortwave broadcast, here comes the final edition of our regular rant about all things Czech. Over the past 10 years, Letters from Prague offered every Sunday a personal take on anything that had to do with life in the capital and beyond. There have been letters on food and drink, on immigrants and on how they are treated, on crazy ideas Czechs came up with, on drugs, politics, sports and whatnot. There have been letters from Kabul and Nebraska, from the Czech Highway of Love, and one even described how its author got mugged in the streets of the capital. In my time at Radio Prague, Letter was never a popular program to do. Putting together a 3-minute-long feature our listeners would find interesting and possibly even entertaining takes a good writer with a good idea. I, just like dozens of my predecessors, have therefore many times escaped to weather and other such easygoing topics. But the letter did give Radio Prague a unique voice, and our listeners and readers got some idea of what life is like in the city. The demise of Letter from Prague is just one of many changes Radio Prague is going through these days. With much smaller budget and fewer reporters, our Sunday shows will now offer music, just like in the past, when Radio Prague featured a program entitled Music for Your Tape Recorder. But where are all those tape recorders and all the tapes with music from Radio Prague? Wherever they are, I'm afraid they will soon be joined by shortwave radios. We're getting many compassionate letters from our listeners who are sorry to see our shortwave broadcast go. They sometimes say that in their country, the internet is not yet so widely accessible, and they will no longer be able to listen to Radio Prague after our shortwave programming ends on Monday. When I think of all the corruption that seems to have taken such deep roots in the Czech society, it has occurred to me that Radio Prague would need a very tiny fraction of the money that gets stolen each year to continue broadcasting on shortwave. But in my very personal opinion, Radio Prague will need to find its new voice and role in the coming weeks and months, much more than keeping its shortwave broadcast. Wish us luck and join us again soon.
My thanks to Jan Richter for that letter from Prague.